Well, I think there's a real buzz around the town. We've had lots of events leading up to this, a lot of people coming into town. And so the businesses are making a huge effort to make sure their windows look beautiful, and there's lots of decorations within the shops. But of course, the yarn bombing is the face of our gathering, and it's just magical. And all I can say is it just makes me smile. You know, you just look at every new thing, and to walk in that park, it's like a little magic forest. It's just fantastic. Yeah.
What is the SA Rural Women's Gathering?
The SA Rural Women's Gathering has been, this is the 17th time it's been held in South Australia, and it's an opportunity for women to get together and obviously to network, but you know, it's all about having fun. And I was asked if we were going to be putting out papers, you know, releasing papers after the event of what was decided, but no one's deciding anything. We get together and have a few drinks Friday night and a couple of speeches, and then we listen to the very inspiring Frances Rings, who is the Bangarra Aboriginal Dance Theatre, you know, our national dance theatre. She's an accomplished girl. We'll listen to her, and Bronwyn Roberts is our laughing lady, so we listen to her on Saturday morning, and then we have workshops in the afternoon, a wonderful entertaining dinner where we dance the night away on Saturday night, and then it's a bit of an ABC thing the next morning. We actually have a local girl, Deidre Marshall, who is speaking, and then we have Annabelle Crabb, and then we have the lovely Annette Mana, ABC presenter, with four authors. So Susan Duncan, Trish Stringer, Fleur McDonald and Margaret Merrilies. So it's just going to be a wonderful weekend.
Why has this been an important thing for you to be involved in?
Well, I had attended a few other gatherings and I really enjoyed it. But I guess deep down, I'm fourth generation Piri. My mother was a huge inspiration to me, and she'd be very proud of me and very pleased that I'm actually doing this. But when I first moved back to Port Pirie in 1988, so Piri's my hometown, obviously, there had been an artist in town, and I'd heard her talking on the radio. She'd only been here for a few months, and she said, "Piri is a man's town and women can't get anywhere." And my immediate reaction was that I have grown up with strong female characters in my life, my godmother as well as my own family and great-grandmothers, etc. My great-grandmother had the Warnertown Hotel built and was amazingly strong. So I guess in the back of my mind, I've always wanted to do something that really shows what our women are made of.
Just in terms of regional South Australian women, why are they such a special breed?
I think when you're in the country, living in the country, in the regions, we try extra hard to prove that we're just as good as anyone else. And I know that goes with the media as well. I heard Sally Sarah speak recently, and she said the percentage of regional journalists that are up there in top positions and overseas, etc., it's predominantly people who've come from the country originally.
You mentioned your mother. Is she the person in particular that's spurred you to take this on?
Certainly is. Yeah, she gets number one ticket on that one. Yeah.
Why is that?
Basically, my mother wanted to be a ballerina, but she developed polio at a very young age. Fortunately, her mother did all the right things, like getting her to exercise and stuff like that. But the night my mother went to her first lot of girl guides when she was 12, she was very excited, and her mum had made her a uniform. And her mother actually went to visit her friends at Sampson's Cottage and had a heart attack and died at only 47. But, you know, my mother was a very strong, looked like Audrey Hepburn, was a very strong woman. And throughout my life, you know, she was my best friend, and it had a big influence on how I've lived my life. Yeah.
Therefore, this weekend, why is it so special and important that regional women have this chance to come together and celebrate who they are and what they are?
Well, I think a weekend like this, it lifts everybody. I keep using this word lift because with the committee, you know, you have to lift and do things like tweeting. But, you have to be out there and really encourage sponsorship and you know, trying to get people there. And it's just amazing because, you know, we had so many people register that we had to, you know, have a waiting list. I think the regions interact a lot more than we think. Like, we had a couple of fundraisers leading up to this, and so we had people from all over the place just come to those fundraisers. And I just think it's an opportunity for them to meet other people in their same boat. Like, we've just had a girl that's moved to Wandera from Sydney, and it's a really big move to be a Sydney North Shore girl and come to live out in the country. But she will meet lots of other women who have done the same thing, and it's sharing those same experiences that we all have. We all travel a lot more than if you live in the city. And, yeah, so it's just a coming together and just sharing your stories. And a lot of people just come on their own, and then they get to meet a whole range of other people who are in similar situations to themselves.
Obviously, this is about women from all over coming together this weekend, but it is set in Port Pirie. How has the whole community responded and got on board?
The community has, particularly with the yarn bombing, to have so many physically involved. But I think the difference with Pirie, as opposed to when it was held at Melrose and next year it's going to be in Jamestown, is that with Pirie, I put my arms out in a circle and I include Port Broughton and Moonta and Wallaroo, and I also include Port Augusta and over the range, so Oruru people and Jamestown, because that's what Pirie is. We are a centre for all those people, and that's where people will be coming from, as well as much further afield.
As you've been organising this, have a lot of women shared their stories about why this chance to celebrate being a regional woman is important to them?
Well, leading up to it, it has been interesting because, as we know, we're in the internet world, and one third of the people who registered, so we're looking at 100 women, preferred to talk on the telephone rather than register online. And so for Maura Coffey, she took lots of those phone calls, and she heard lots and lots of stories about why people were coming and why they wanted to come. Whereas when it's all over the internet, you don't get a lot of that detail. But we've certainly had a lot of people tell their stories, how they've been to every single one, or this is their first time, and how others, they just plan this weekend ahead without even knowing what's even on the program because it's so special to them.